أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given us an example of those who had not believed in the message of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how they could not see the reality and they could not find the path that they were supposed to embark upon and travel upon. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from here shows us the very, very important lesson that we should not move our gaze away from this message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Quran Kareem, and the words of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, with regards to these opening ayats, right from Surah Yasin, right from the word Yasin, right up to وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبَصِرُونَ. It comes in a narration that at the time when our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going to make hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah, and he was going to leave Makkah and go to Medina Munawwara, we should also bear in mind that already the Quraysh of Makkah had made the mashura. They had already decided that people from different tribes are going to surround the house of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and as soon as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emerges from his home, then they are going to plunge upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and obviously assassinate Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One was their plan, one was their plot, and the other was the plan and the plot of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the plan of Allah Rabbul Izzat was that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should leave his home, he should leave Makkah in complete safety and reach Medina Munawwara, so that this deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat will begin to spread from Medina Munawwara. So their plan and the plan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And whilst they had surrounded the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it comes in one narration that Abu Jahl was saying to his people that with regards to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and mockingly he said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has this, in inverted commas, crazy feeling that you people, if you follow him, you are going to become the leaders of the Arabs and the non-Arabs. And if you follow him, you will get Jannat in the Akhirat. And if you do not follow him, then you will be flung and thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Now this is how close it was that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes out of his house. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears Abu Jahl say this, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also replies to him, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam responds obviously to himself, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, most certainly it is the truth that those who follow me, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them the sovereignty of this world for both the Arabs and the non-Arabs. Those who follow me, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant such a person Jannat, and that person that opposes me, that person will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also added that you Abu Jahl, you will be killed by one of my Sahaba. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while saying all this, takes some dust in his hands from the ground, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam throws it towards Abu Jahl. Now all this happens, such close proximity, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was actually able to hear Abu Jahl say this, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to himself, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited these ayat of Surah Yasin from the very beginning, Yasin, right up to وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبَصِرُونَ. Also Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has narrated that these are the ayats of hifadat, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect a person, And this is one very important aspect that these mufassireen of the Quran, these commentators and the ulama of Islam, they had so much of yaqeen in these ayat and the verses, and they were so close to following the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he says in Qurtuba, once he was by the Mansuri castle, and some enemies tried to apprehend him, they were in search for him, he was at large, and he says that there was an open land, such an open piece of land, that where these enemies and him, there was absolutely no barrier, no obstruction, no building, no wall, there was absolutely nothing. And he began to move in a direction, and he sat down, and these people began to hunt him down, they had seen him, and they began to follow him, trying to apprehend him, trying to take him and imprison him. And as he began to move, he began to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and from Yasin right up to this ayat, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And he says, when I had come there, and look at that kind of iman and yaqeen that he had, he sat down, and when he sat down, he faced these enemies, and he said, absolutely no barrier between him and them, and they began to think that he was some kind of jinn, or some kind of shaitan, or some kind of devil, that they began to comment between themselves that he is a jinn, he is not a human being, because he was here now, and now we cannot see him. In other words, what a barrier that was created. And again, it was so close, he could hear their words, but because he had recited this, and of course he recited it with a great deal of yaqeen, and obviously he was at large for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. But be that as it may, this ayat was recited, or these ayat and verses were recited by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then over and above that we find that these great ulama of Islam had also recited. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a very important aspect, that despite the fact that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will invite these people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is all the same. They are not going to bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. But that did not stop Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam from continuing his mission and message of Islam and the propagation of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah says, إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Certainly, O Muhammad and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your warning will only be useful. مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ, to that person who follows the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person brings iman and he brings Islam, and he follows this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns the person becomes affected by the warnings of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a person begins to follow this advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one incumbent quality comes within a person, and Allah says, وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ, and he is struck by awe, he has the fear of Ar-Rahman. And here the beauty of the Qur'an Kareem exposes itself from time to time, that on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the quality of Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate, and then Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala adds the quality of these people, that they are struck with awe, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman. Now why should somebody fear somebody that is most compassionate? Rather, if we and I, you and I, would have to analyze and look at the statement, we would have thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have rather used a quality in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his adab, and in which Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala demonstrates his adab, then it would have been more understood by us. But here Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala wants to show us one very, very important lesson. And that lesson is this, that this khashiyat, this awe, this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the sense of being frightened of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but more because of love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because one is so close to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala spiritually, one has realized and one has recognized the love, the qualities of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And because of that, a person is struck with the awe of Allah, is struck with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bil ghaib, without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the very recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat creates the awe in the heart of such individuals. And then Allah says, فَبَشِّرْهُ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people, your warning has been useful to them and they have accepted. Now, on the other hand, give them the glad tidings. And what the glad tidings should be? Bi maghfiratin of maghfirat, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ajrin kareem, and a noble ajr, a noble reward, and thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and recompense from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this one ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us so much, insofar as our iman is concerned, insofar as our closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, that this love of Allah Rabbul Izzat should be of such a nature, that awe and the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enters our hearts. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.